Hello and welcome to your GCSE Computer Science Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most relevant and thought-provoking topics in the entire specification, ethical and legal issues in computing. This is topic 5.2, and honestly, it's one of those topics that connects directly to the world you're already living in. Every time you scroll through social media, use a search engine, or interact with a chatbot, you're right in the middle of these issues. So let's make sure you can talk about them confidently in your exam. We're going to cover everything you need: the key concepts, exam tips, common mistakes to avoid, and a quickfire quiz at the end to test your recall. Let's get started. Section 1. What do we mean by ethical and legal? Now, the very first thing examiners want you to do is distinguish between these two words, ethical and legal, because they are not the same thing, and mixing them up is one of the most common mistakes candidates make. Something is legal if it follows the law. It's written in statute, it's enforceable by courts. Something is ethical if it's morally right. It aligns with values like fairness, honesty, and respect for people. Here's a brilliant example to make this stick. Imagine a company collects data about every website you visit and sells it to advertisers. Is that legal? Well, if they buried it in their terms and conditions and you technically agreed, it might be. Is it ethical? Most people would say absolutely not, because you didn't really give informed consent and you had no idea it was happening. That's the gap between legal and ethical, and examiners love questions that explore it. Section 2. Data privacy, ownership and consent. Let's talk about personal data. This is huge. In the digital age, data is often called the new oil. It's incredibly valuable. Companies collect data about you constantly: your location, your purchases, your browsing habits, your health information. The question is, who owns that data, and what rights do you have over it? In the UK and across Europe, the key legal framework is the General Data Protection Regulation, or GDPR. You absolutely must know this term. Under GDPR, organisations that collect personal data must follow strict rules. They must collect only the data they actually need. This is called data minimisation. They must store it securely. They must tell you what they're collecting and why. This is transparency. And critically, they must get your consent before collecting sensitive data. Consent under GDPR must be freely given, specific, informed, and unambiguous. That means pre-ticked boxes don't count. Burying consent in pages of small print doesn't count. The person must actively say yes. Now, data ownership is a trickier concept. When you post a photo on a social media platform, who owns it? Legally, the platform's terms of service often grant them a license to use your content. Ethically, many people argue that you should retain full ownership of content you create. This is a great example of a legal versus ethical tension that could appear in an exam question.